Divine Truth on Trial, Jerusalem, December 21st, 2015. Beloved, some scriptures, just some processes that I feel the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me about my experiences here, boots on the ground. And let's begin with Divine Truth on Trial. This is what God, I believe, has been speaking to me personally out of Acts 2. Let's look at Acts 2, verse 16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last day, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now all flesh means all flesh. God will pour out his spirit in these days on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in hell. Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance. All right. So, men and brothers, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to his flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Jesus Christ, he says there, he said, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. And therefore, this Jesus God is raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens. No. The tomb of David is on Mount Zion. Catholic Church bought it. But he said of himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit you at my right hand until I make your foes your footstool. Therefore now let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made the same Jesus, Yeshua, salvation, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now this is the... Peter, the Jew, speaking about, there's no other name given under heaven, and whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved on Mount Zion and Jerusalem.